Welcome to the Ford Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 16th of February, and I'm recording at 9:14 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, I gathered a few minutes ago, we had the end of Donald Trump's press conference with the mainstream media, obviously a hostile audience for him. And I'm glad I didn't see it, although I know some people who did and they were disturbed by it. It's certainly unfortunate. And I think actually it's unsavory. Both parties are actually to blame in this, and it just certainly does not help the White House, and that's not a good thing, obviously. Well, nevertheless. Wall Street remains focused on the prospects for tax cuts and fiscal spending. And the Dow, having been down most of the day, actually scored a tiny gain of nearly 8 points. And that's a new closing high. And the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were down less than 10% each on the day. European markets, mostly a little easier. UK stock market down a third of a percentage point. Well, actually, that's about average for what happened on the downside. And in the Asia-Pacific markets, well, best performer, there are several of them, just over half a percent, and they include India's Sensex Index. They also include the Shanghai Composite Index, the Shenzhen Composite Index, and the CSI 300. These are all Chinese indices. And the Hang Seng Index up almost half a percent. So it was a quiet day here overall in stock markets. I don't think that's terribly surprising. they've had a good run, and but we have no downward dynamics in stock markets, and I don't see any reason why markets should fall back very sharply just yet, unless something bizarre beyond most people's wildest imaginations actually occurs in this Trump and battle with the press saga. Okay, elsewhere, markets that the U.S. needs to, or investors need to pay attention to, are benign. Bond yields came down today, a very small downward dynamic, still very much range-bound overall. Range-bound means we don't have to worry about the immediate impact of rising interest rates, which would indicate most likely indicate a stronger U.S. economy. Or weak interest rates, which would indicate weakening GDP growth. But I certainly don't expect that we're going to see that anytime soon. I watched with interest, and some of you may have also seen, Stanley Fischer, deputy head of the Fed, and obviously a very experienced and intelligent guy. And Janet Yellen is certainly equally intelligent. And Fisher didn't give a thing away. So there was nothing about interest rates to worry investors. And actually, he was disarmingly candid when saying that, didn't know what was going to happen down the road, but they were certainly keeping an eye on everything and would respond accordingly. That's the gist of it in my summary. And elsewhere, the U.S. dollar. Well, that remember yesterday the dollar had dollar index had rallied, and then it gave up that gain, and it eased a little bit further in here today, closing at 100.49. Now again, that is benign at this stage, again, so it's not a factor that's going to worry the stock market. When it will worry the stock market is when it pushes higher once again. Trump doesn't want that. He jawboned it down before. I think it'll be more difficult to do that next time, certainly if the Fed is commencing its three interest rate hikes, but the Fed is currently holding its cards close to its collective chest. And elsewhere, with the dollar weaker, I talked about those algorithmic traders in precious metals, and we saw it again. I think in mentioning that, some people may say, well, how do you know it's algorithmic traders? Well, I don't think there are that many nerdy people with lots of money who would be keeping their eye totally focused on what the dollar index is doing, and then several times a day buying or selling precious metals as a consequence of that. But at any rate, palladium up $6 in here today, $7.92 and change. And silver up 11 cents, 18.075. And platinum up nearly $6 at 10.15 and change, 1,015 and change, I should say. And gold up nearly $5.50 at 12.39.16. Again, a ranging dollar, let alone a soft dollar, would be very bullish for precious metals. There's certainly enough uncertainty around to justify that. However, as we have seen, we saw a lot last year, when the dollar really strengthens, we get, we've seen some dramatic dollar dynamics in the precious metals. My own view is that they're cheap, but I think it's kind of a dangerous sector, and I don't like being in that zone with the algorithmic traders. And crude oil, well, kind of a non-event, down 1 cent here for the Brent. That's at 55.74. So you see, all in keeping with the quiet day here. I think WTI crude was a little firmer, at up 33 cents at 53.44. My view overall is, you know, that this is that commodities will move somewhat higher, but they're very, very quiet or down slightly in here today for the most part. And other stock markets, well, I've already mentioned that mixed picture in here today. Now, I'm away tomorrow. But Owen will be coming back in and doing the comment of the day and also the audio. This is just another opportunity for me to thank investors for all those incredibly thoughtful emails. And I'm thrilled when people write in saying, you know, I've been a subscriber since, well, for so many decades, etc., and that means a lot to me. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. Good night.